Well, ladies, believe it or not, your man doesn't like to follow you around the mall.
What?
No, they don't. They don't like holding your purse while you try on clothes.
Shocking.
And here are three other date ideas that they absolutely hate. Going to the opera, any trip taking longer than a weekend, or hiking. I would disagree with the hiking
thing.
I wouldn't
want to really do any of those on a date anyways.
Okay, well, those are four dates that men apparently do not like.
Hmm. Did you know there's a National Toy Hall of Fame?
Yes.
I actually did not know that until today. And they just announced the 12 finalists for their 2013 class, and it's getting pretty competitive. Apparently, it's not that easy to get into the Toy Hall of Fame.
No, it's not.
Only two of the 12 toys will be inducted. The 12 candidates for 2013 are Bubbles, Chess, the board game Clue, Fisher-Price Little People, Green Army Men, Magic 8-Ball, My Little Pony, Nerf Toys, Pac-Man, Video Games, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The Scooter, and The Rubber Duck. What would you say is going to make
it
into the Hall
of Fame? Well, I think the Green Army Men have been denied too many times. They need to get in.
Okay.
Yes, they should definitely go in this
year. That's only one. What would be the other one?
I kind of like the Fisher-Price Little People. I don't know why.
Okay, I would say Nerf Toys and Pac-Man.
Okay. New survey came out, the words that people hate the most right now. The list includes twerking.
Yes.
Amazeballs. Moist. Whatever. Discharge. Bromance. And ointment.
So basically, words that remind you of things and words that are found on Twitter.
Pretty much. Yeah.
That's basically where these derive from. Mm-hmm. Friday, so you know that means new movies opening this weekend, and there are some really good ones. I want to see both of these. Gravity, I'm already predicting an Oscar win for Sandra Bullock, best actress. She's an astronaut on her first mission. She gets stranded in space after the space shuttle is damaged and the crew is killed. George Clooney plays the veteran who tries to rescue her and get the two of them back home safely. That's in theaters. And also this one, Runner Runner. Got a great-looking cast, for sure. Justin Timberlake, he's the right-hand man of an online gambling tycoon who gets pressured by the FBI to turn on his boss. Ben Affleck is his boss. Anthony Mackie is the agent trying to take him down. And Gemma Arterton is his love interest. Those two are the widespread ones opening in theaters.
Wrapping up the stack of leftovers today with a prediction. Before the end of the year, we will see all of Miley Cyrus.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
The new photos that came out today. I mean, I was greeted with that before 5 a.m. this morning. I saw most of Miley. It's on Facebook already. So if you haven't seen it yet, you will. But her latest photo shoot shows pretty much a lot.
Like even more than her Wrecking Ball video?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think we've seen nipple before, have we?
Not that I'm aware of.
We have now. And like I said, before the end of the year, I think we're probably going to see it all somewhere. So
somebody stage an intervention. It's time for Miley to take it back a notch.
Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.